Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only.
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Kingdoms Queens podcast. We are officially off of week 13, headed into week 14. I don't know how the season is flying by so unbelievably fast. Kind of makes me sad because we just don't get a lot of football. But we are so excited to be here with you guys, even though we are off of a not so fun loss to the Packers in Lambeau, where we had some high hopes over there, but I think they wanted it more. So we're here to discuss everything with you guys, but I'm your host, Lexi.
I'm Chrissy. Sorry about the Wi-Fi issues.
She's on her phone today, but that's okay. We'll take it.
I'm here though. I'm here.
You're present. And then Jody is missing MIA, we think due to a holiday party. So she might join us later. We'll see, but we'll see. She can get out of it. But for right now, it's us. So.
And you're so lucky for it.
You guys are so lucky for it. We had a big week, though. We were on Fox 4 Red Friday show on Friday. So thank you to everyone who tuned into that. And for all the support we got, it's very much appreciated. So
yeah, it was just like Friday was so incredibly cool. It was so much fun. And then just like all the aftermath of it, like Lexi said, with all your guys' support, and all the comments and everything, like it has just been a total dream. I don't think a year and a half, not even a full year and a half ago when we started this podcast, we ever thought that we would get to experience something like that. So
not quickly. At all.
So, but it's just super cool. And we love you guys so much for all your support.
Yes, absolutely agree. So let's, I guess, just get into week 13 a little bit around the league. Kicking off with Trevor Lawrence, unfortunately, going down last night on Monday Night Football. And I kind of feel like Monday Night Football is cursed because we get a lot of injuries on that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it seems like we've had a lot of injuries on the big stage this year, like in those primetime games.
Yeah. And it was so unfortunate. Like, he almost made it through the entire game. And then right at the end there, sadly, our guy T-Law, who we both, I think all of us like on this podcast, he's just fun to watch. He's a good dude. It's a bummer to see him go down. I think it's just going to be a high ankle sprain. So hopefully for him, he can get back to playing maybe this week, maybe in the next few weeks, because they'll need it for this push off or playoff push.
They've got a schedule coming up, you know, I mean, they've still got to play. They have to play the Ravens, and they've got a schedule, and, they're going to definitely need him. So it's hard to see, but I will say there was something that was really cool after his injury was realized, and I'm about to compliment a Bengals player. So everyone, just mark this down. Mark it down in history. It may never happen again. But Trey Hendrickson, so he tried to help Lawrence up. Lawrence went back down, and he immediately took off his helmet and went down, and he started praying for Trevor Lawrence, that which was really just cool. It was just a cool thing to see. Like, I think we all forget sometimes that the NFL, you know, these are these guys' lives. They may play on different teams and be rivals and, you know, competitors, but they still never want to see something like that happen. And we don't want to see anything like that happen as fans either. But I think it's just sometimes really cool to still see the human aspect make an appearance in a football game like that. So I just wanted to point that out. I thought that was a really neat moment to witness. So
I agree. I think stuff like that makes it feel real, right? It's like,
yeah.
At the end of the day, we're all just people and they're just trying to win a game, and you didn't want to injure. And he didn't really even injure Trevor. I don't know exactly.
No, it was his offensive lineman. Weird,
yeah.
His offensive lineman. Like,
it's a weird sequence of events for sure.
Yeah.
But yeah. Yeah. It was his O-lineman that ended up stepping on his ankle, but obviously he didn't mean to. It was bad, but prayers up for Trevor. And then Browning balled out for the Bengals. So where the heck did that come from? Like a 350. He had more yards in a game than Joe Burrow has had the entire season, which is crazy.
Yeah. I swear we keep seeing these like random, and me who's been in search of quarterbacks for my fantasy team, like it feels like all season long. Let me tell you, every quarterback I pick up keeps getting injured. And I'm like, you know what? What about Browning? I could pick him up. And you know what? He will never have that game again.
I know. I played you in one league this week.
You did. You did.
I should have picked up Browning.
I know. But, you know, I have Russell Wilson in one league, and I got my booty kicked. So it's just – and I also had Trevor Lawrence, who I dropped – for a while, picked him right back up,
right,
and that happened, and I'm like, well,
well, yeah, I know. It's just fantasy football is just really tough.
It's just silly.
So I did actually want to talk a little bit about just the tight race of the playoffs,
yeah, in
the AFC specifically right now. So I know I texted it to you and Jody yesterday, where it's just a really small. Window. I mean, margin for error left. I
guess. By yesterday, she means at 12:21 in the morning.
Yeah. I was at midnight thinking about this.
So she was on her mind.
It was on my mind. Hang on, let me find that's right now. Okay, so the AFC race for the playoffs is extremely tight. So the Chiefs right now are 8-4. And we play the Bills, when we will get into all of this later on. We play them on Sunday, who they are very hungry for a win so they can get in the playoffs. It's going to be a crazy game. So we are 8-4. There are four teams that are 7-5. So we have the Steelers, Colts, Browns, and Texans. Now, the Steelers are a team to me that should not be 7-5, but they are. Mm-hmm. So they don't really concern me. However, they play the Patriots on Thursday Night Football.
Who are so bad.
So bad. So clearly the Steelers should win that game, which takes them up to 8-5. The Texans play the Jets, who are extremely bad, which take them up to 8-5 if they win that.
Hey, you know, Zach Wilson may be starting this game again, and he may come out hungry.
He may
have a game like he did against the Chiefs where it made no sense, but he was balling out. You know, we'll see.
He balled out against us and the Eagles. Like, of course.
Yeah, who does that? Zach Wilson.
No idea. Really, let's just defeat these two Super Bowl teams that played last.
Prove my worth.
Aside from that, no. And then you have the Colts and the Browns, who have been interesting teams because
that'll be a good matchup.
The Colts have been a weird team this year. Like, I thought they were doing really well with Anthony Richardson, but then he went out like week 4, week 5. Chrissy's cat is attacking her. And I thought from there they would kind of drop off, but they really haven't. And Gardner Minshew just keeps on leading this team and somehow they keep pulling out wins. So they actually play the Bengals this coming week, and I have no idea who's going to win that game because they have their backup.
Yeah.
Like, I have no idea what's going to happen that game. And then you have the Browns playing the Jags. And the Jags, are they going to have Trevor Lawrence? Like, I don't know who's going to win that game either because the Browns quarterback is out.
Yeah.
It's just a whole entire mess with the end of the seeding.
So many AFC quarterbacks out, too. You know, like, there's not many original starting AFC quarterbacks left.
It's terrible, actually. I hate to see it. But, yeah, it's – so – my point is saying that all these teams I just named off are all 7-5. We are 8-4. If the Chiefs go on and lose and a few of these teams go on and to win, we are now tied with these teams who are far superior to us. I'm sorry to say that, but they are.
But the good thing is, at least as long as we stay ahead of the Broncos, we're fine. We're still that minimum the 4 seed.
Right.
But yeah, the AFC is turning out to be an incredibly interesting race towards the end of the season. And it's a race of mediocrity. Let's be honest.
It is not
like, oh, wow, look at these high flying AFC teams. It's like, oh yeah, AFC's this year. It's not like, it's like the NFC got, you know, ticked off and was like, you were tired of you guys talking about how great the AFC is, blah, blah, blah. And the AFC was like, I'm so tired of being the best. I just want to know what it feels like to not have all that weight on my shoulders. It's like, that is what happened.
Yeah. No, it's definitely crazy. So yeah, it's going to be a really interesting week this coming up week with all these games we have to look forward to. So can't wait to see how it plays out. Hope we win. Also wanted to touch on the Eagles' loss to the Niners, which was pathetic.
Yeah.
41 points on them to 19.
Yeah, that was bad. So Chiefs fans, if you're feeling bad, at least it wasn't that.
It'd be worse.
Like, it could have been much worse, you know?
It could be worse. And the Niners started off a little bit slow, but wow, once they found their mojo, it was like there was no stopping them.
Yeah, they definitely picked up speed, and they just steamed right on. They steamrolled the Eagles. And I think Jalen Hurts, I don't remember how early – he's being evaluated for a concussion now. Is that correct?
Oh, yeah, he is. Yeah.
So who knows, like, if he's going to be available this coming week. So,
and that's against the Cowboys.
That's a big game. Oh. But you think about the Eagles, they had two juggernauts in a row. You know, they had San Francisco and now they've got Dallas, whose offense has been playing lights out and their defense has been really good the whole season. So that.
And they had the Chiefs not long ago.
Yeah. So they've really had a juggernaut second half of the season schedule. So.
Yeah. No, they definitely have. And they have some big games coming. So we'll see what happens with them. I think they'll still be, if not the number one seed, they'll still win their division, I think. The Cowboys, though, are looking hot.
Yeah. Now, have they picked up speed at the right part of the season? Can they continue to climb that wave or ride that wave the rest of the season?
Right.
Or are they at their peak too early?
Yeah.
You know? We'll see.
We'll see. It'll be interesting. I can't wait to see how that plays
out. They look good right now. If it were me in the NFC, I'd be banking more on the Cowboys right now because they just seem, I don't know, the Cowboys in San Francisco, that could be the NFC championship, honestly. That would be a killer game, too. Like, that would be an awesome matchup.
It really would. I actually kind of hope we get that. It'd be fun.
Yeah.
I think Dak Prescott is really rolling right now. So,
good. Oh, yeah.
Like, he's playing very well, which is.
Yeah, lights out.
He gets a lot of crap, so good job.
He does, which I don't quite understand why he gets as much flack as he does. But
I think it's just being on the Cowboys in general. Like, you're just going to catch a lot of flack for whatever.
I guess.
But yeah, he's doing really well. So good job, Dak. That should be a great game. And then just real quickly, because we play the Patriots in a few weeks, the Chargers did hold them to zero. However, the Chargers only scored 6 points, which is just insane. Like, I don't even have words for that game. 6-0.
I'm so glad that I didn't have to sit through that game. Like,
I just had red one on.
You know, and like, let's say we were Chargers fans. Okay, let's pretend in an alternate universe, and we have to sit there and watch our team win 6-0. And it's like,
can you?
Like, I couldn't even turn off the TV because that's just how dedicated I am. But good God, what a waste of a 3 hours!
Right.
Oh,
like, that's.
So bad.
I have no words. Obviously, I love Brandon Staley. I want him to stay around forever and ever.
Never leave, Brandon. We love
you. Never change. Never leave. But yeah, that's just unfortunate because you do have a good quarterback. And you have a lot of good talent on that team. So
talent that is being wasted.
I will say Eckler looks like he's taken a little bit of a step back. And that could just be due to like the team. I don't know. It's a weird season for the Chargers.
Yeah. That's the way to describe it.
But that's about all I have to say about the league this week. Do you have anything else?
Yeah, I'm good. We can move on.
It was a fun week, right? sad times for the Chiefs. Chiefs versus Packers in Lambeau.
Lost
27-19.
That game, and like, I don't even want to get into the penalty because everybody knows that the penalty that should have been called at the end was bad. But I just, here's the thing. I want to be realistic about our Chiefs, but I also want to stay a positive realistic. So let me explain what I mean here. You all know that I try to stay on the positive side. So here's the thing we need to just understand about this Chiefs team. Our offense, while they have improved over the season, they are not the offense from seasons ago or even last season. This is our offense, guys. They are not going to turn into this magical offense that's going to put up 35 points a game, even 28 points a game. They just are not that team. And I understand that there's a lot of contributing factors to it. But honestly, in my opinion, the big reason we are losing games, because it's not really a lot of dropped passes now. We are still having those, but every team has dropped passes, right? And I feel like we're having less dropped passes than we started out. To me, we are shooting ourselves in the foot with bad penalties in untimely moments. Like we're getting these big yardage plays, and then there's like an offensive line holding call or an offensive line false start or something like that. And it's just like we have got to stop with the undisciplined part, like that's what it is. We are having an undisciplined amount of penalties. And I know Andy Reid's teams are always a little bit higher. Yeah, I do. That's a great comment. And it says, do y'all feel like we should have kept Greg Lewis as our wide receiver coach? Absolutely.
Connor Embry is doing us zero favors.
Yeah, and I feel like doing that the same year that you're giving Patrick like these baby wide receivers and you didn't replace any potentially weapons that we, you know, probably needed to have replaced. Sorry, my cat's tail. Oh my gosh. But why would you give him like a rookie wide receiver coach when also not giving him the weapons he needs? So, but at the same time, you know, to me, the biggest reasons we are losing is we are getting penalties at bad times. And that is something we can fix, is penalties at bad times. And
yeah,
that's got to stop. It really does.
It's just so frustrating week after week. It's like there's just one or and it's not even like an excessive amount at this point, but it's like one or two that are just like complete drive killers that you're just like, oh my God. It's like we had that, I think, one play by Kadarius Toney where he avoided a few tackles and then it came back. I think I forget who it was even on, but it's just like, I don't know. It's just really frustrating. And then you see Andy Reid on the side and even like the two announcers, they were saying it's just like so uncharacteristic to see us getting this many penalties. I don't know if we're just being called more, if we used to get away with more, or
I don't even think that's it. Cause I like, honestly, there was another play where it was a pass play and, or I think it was a pass play. Yeah. And one of our offensive linemen, I don't even remember who it was, but we got an illegal man downfield and it's like, he just ran. And I was watching him and I was like, where are you going? Like, there's no reason for you to be up there right now. No one even has the ball yet. So it's just like there's some miscommunications going on. And then there's penalties in bad moments that are drive killers. And it's like we always have a drive where it's like the penalties just rack up and like we're in the red zone. And then it's like a penalty. Oh, and here's another penalty. Oh, look, we got it all back. But guess what? Here's another penalty.
Here's another penalty.
They've just been drive killers. And our O-line, I would say the interior O-line we know is fantastic, but our tackles are letting Patrick down in the red zone. And I'm going to also say our wide receivers, I don't think are getting the separation they need in the red zone. And so you've got two things that cannot happen at the same time happening. You've got your tackles allowing sacks in the red zone, and then you've got your wide receivers at the same time not getting separation in the red zone. And those two things are also problems. They are problematic. So,
yeah, and I would agree. Creed and Kelsey getting penalized was ridiculous. Both of those were extremely soft penalties.
They were.
And, I mean, it is what it is, but, yeah, I agree with that. I agree with stop taking Rashee Rice.
Right. And, like, he's getting more targets, which is what we asked for, right? Like, they needed to dial in on who they're giving their targets to, and they have done that. However, I also feel like you're taking Rashee Rice out too often. He makes a big play and you take him out. He makes a catch and you take him out. Give him more snaps.
And also on
those, yeah, you take him out and Kelsey's going to be triple team because they're like, oh, we don't have to worry about this Rashee Rice kid. He's on the sideline so often.
Yeah. You definitely don't have to worry about Sky Moore. I'm sorry, but
yeah, no
you're
one's
still getting the majority of the snaps. Also, Justin Watson had a majority of the snaps. I mean, where was he on one?
He didn't even get a single target, did he?
Not one.
And, like, no. I'm not saying Justin Watson should be getting 5 targets a game, but he's normally good for some clutch targets.
He really
and then
is.
Targeted. So I thought, I don't know, it's just so weird. Our offense is just weird this season. And like I said, I feel like this is just what we're going to get, and I'm trying to accept that. I'm trying not to be like, well, we should be doing this and we should be doing this. Yes, we should. However, we are now in week 14 and we are still dealing with a lot of the same issues with our offense that we were in week 1. So to me, I'm not asking for all these changes. I just want less penalties and get Rashee Rice on the field for more snaps. Like, come on,
guys. It feels like in week 14 that you shouldn't still be finding your identity. And I know that they said you're going to do, I think Mahomes said that a few weeks ago, but throughout the season, you're going to be doing that up until the playoffs. And I'm like, okay, but does that mean the entire season we're going to be finding our identity, or can we finally find it by, okay, week 14? Because honestly, I felt like week 12 against the Raiders, I felt like we were finding it a little bit, and then we go right back to where we were. And that's what I think is really frustrating, is there's just the lack of consistency.
Yeah.
And, you know, so this comment said, free Richie James. Richie James looked good too. Like, he actually had a few good, like when he caught the ball out there, he was good, but then
and they could be snap counting him.
Yeah, like 4 snaps.
Yeah, and so, that could be because he just came off IR.
Right.
But also, give it to the guys that are making plays.
When there's things that are working, why do we keep? And I know you're paying MVS a lot of money, but like with Sky Moore, I'm sorry, but he is just not doing it. And so, why are we not giving these other guys the chance to just like try? Just show.
Have we ever thought about using, I know this probably isn't his big skill set. Oh my gosh, she's driving me crazy. Okay, let's be honest. We do not have a deep threat this year. We don't have a deep threat.
No.
And that is also confining our offense because it's like, okay, well, we know they're not gonna get it deep, but we're gonna because no one's caught it. Let's be real. I don't know if we've had more than a couple, maybe, deep plays this whole season that have actually worked.
Yeah.
I
can think of like 6 or 7 that have worked.
Yeah, like maybe try to do one of those to Rashee Rice. I don't know, like see if he can do it. Maybe he can't. Maybe they do it in practice and it's just not his thing.
Right.
Why not? No one else is doing it. Like, I don't know. Justin Watson had some good plays when they gave him those, but he also shouldn't be being asked to do that either. That's the thing. So, but I really, I look at our team over the past however many years, and when our O-line was bad, they totally retooled our O-line and they were immediately better the next season. And then same with our linebackers and, you know, blah, 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 blah. Now I'm looking at this offseason, and whatever happens this season, okay, I've accepted this may not be a Super Bowl run season. It very well could be, because
let's
be honest, the whole AFC is mediocre this season.
Mm-hmm.
Really the whole NFL, minus a few hot moments on hot teams. But
exactly.
I look at this offseason and it's unfortunate that we only currently have like 4 draft picks, but we have got to use this. It's a very deep wide receiver class, and we have got to make sure that we get some wide receivers for Patrick and that we at least try to pick up a veteran. We have to. We've got to get somebody like a T. Higgins. Or somebody who can come in and make an immediate impact.
No,
we are wasting Patrick's prime with seasons like this, where he is fighting for a good offensive play.
Yeah. And it's just hard.
He doesn't have any blame, but
it's like, he doesn't have that like same spark in his eyes either, where it's like fun for him. And I hate seeing that. Even Kelsey, it's not fun. Like, they're trying so hard. And I really do believe that, but it's like, it's just not fun. We don't have that same like fun, sparky Chiefs offense. And honestly, I would really say it's very far and few between of teams that even do have that, which I would say it's like the Niners. And they do very well. They just execute very well. And Brock Purdy's doing very good. He doesn't get a lot of love. He gets a lot of, he's a system quarterback. I think he's doing very well.
He's doing better than he started the season with. And you know, you bring up San Francisco. Didn't they have like a 3-game losing streak? And everyone was like, oh, the world is ending. San Francisco's lost 3 in a row. Have they lost it? Guys, like the Chiefs are still 8-4 and they're first in their division by like 2.5 games.
Yeah. Okay?
So just take a deep breath. I know it's hard to watch your team lose. I get it.
Mm-hmm.
But understand, like, we are still in a good position to make it to the playoffs and potentially do some damage. And especially if Trevor Lawrence is out with the schedule the Jags have and whatnot, we still have a chance at the one seed. People think that we still have a good chance at the one seed as long as
we're starting.
So
the thing is, like, the Dolphins, I think, are a great team. They're a really fun offense to watch. Tyreek Hill is going to take the top off of your defense all the time. He's really the only deep threat in this league at the moment that I think is like, wow, you're dynamic. I mean, I can't think of another receiver that's really like him right now.
No, I mean, like, Courtland Sutton makes clutch plays in the end zone, but I wouldn't call him a deep threat.
No. Yeah, I mean, yeah, he's good, but like, he's not a Tyreek Hill.
No, there's nobody like Tyreek Hill. I don't think that's ever been in the NFL, but like,
so I
deep threats, like you said, I don't really know of. I can't think of one off the top of my head.
No, and so I think it's like Tyreek Hill, he's very, very good. But also when the Dolphins play a good team, they don't win. So they teams, they win.
Good defenses know how to stop him.
Yeah.
Or at least not stop, but slow him down.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
People have been doing that for years. I don't know why they don't do it consistently.
Right. And so that's why when it comes to the playoffs, if it ends up how it's looking right now with the Ravens, the Dolphins, the Jags, and the Chiefs, I can see us like getting to the Super Bowl because we do have those. I mean, we have that experience. I think we could beat those teams as long as we play our best football. So.
Yeah. And honestly, our defense, like, I know we got a little banged up this past game. It was like injury after injury after injury, and you hate seeing it. Again, Sunday night football prime time seems like everybody, you know, that's where the injuries are showing up. But you know,
even to that game, did it feel a little bit like cursed to you?
Yeah, it totally. And I watched it after everyone else did. I was coaching at 4, 5, 6, and 7 o'clock on Sunday. So I got home and I had to start the recording and I was like, nobody text me, whatever. And so I was watching and I was trying to stay off Twitter and all of that. And it was just like, I felt dread from the moment Drew Tranquil went out. And it just felt like something feels really off about this game. And then it was like injury after injury after injury. And then our offense didn't, like, maybe that was the game before. Our offense did really well the first four possessions, right? Except for the 2 sacks. We scored on the first 4 possessions.
Well, we scored.
I thought we had a touchdown, and then we had 2 field goals.
No, we started with 2 field goals. We went into half with 6 points.
Okay, so what game am I thinking of? I don't know. But I don't know what I'm thinking of.
Yeah, no, but
I've lost it.
Well, last game we scored 2 touchdowns before half. So but no, this game, but we had 6 points at the half. And then,
yeah, that's right. We had the 2 field goals because it was the 2 sacks.
Yeah.
3 sacks. I think there's 3 sacks in the red zone.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's really uncharacteristic, too.
And that just can't happen. But, you know, going back to our defense, like, I'm pretty sure Brian Cook's done. I know he didn't break his ankle, but one of my the people on Twitter sent me a picture of.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
I had not seen that. Let me tell you, when I saw it, I was like, oh, he's there's no way, unless he is Gumby, there's no way he's coming back this season.
Yeah.
Like, I'm shocked we don't have more info on it yet, honestly. But
same. Very weirdly quiet.
But Drew Tranquil will be back. He has a concussion. He's in concussion protocol, but he may miss this game, but he'll be back. And yeah, maybe Willie Gage. Nick Bolton will be back this game. We'll see.
I'm really hoping so.
Big game. Yeah. He's been practicing, so let's hope.
Yeah.
But, you know, I don't think Connor, Mike Edwards, when he stepped in to fill in Brian Cook's role, we know Edwards has made some amazing plays this year. So I'm not concerned about him filling in.
I'm really not either.
And because we've got a lot of depth back there. I just feel like this game, it's hard when you see teammate after teammate after teammate go down with injuries where they are just done. They are off the field and they are gone. And I think that becomes this mental thing, like a block almost, that like you're so worried about your guys and now like people are playing in different positions, but it just felt like no matter what we did, there was always something that just was stopping us. There was like this block. So I look at this game and like you said, like it felt like it was almost cursed. So it was just like one of those games where it just felt off from the get-go. I don't know.
Right from the start, they were just rolling on us like quickly. And they really had some long drives, which kept our offense off the field a good amount of time. And if our run defense doesn't get it together, that's going to be scary times for us.
Well, and Nick Bolton, that is one of his strengths, is our run defense.
Yeah.
So hopefully getting him back will help. But here's a question I have about our defense. So I keep saying Willie Gay, but Nick Bolton goes out at the mic and Drew Tranquil takes over. That makes sense to me. But I'm confused as to why we are having like a fourth string linebacker in Cochran?
Yes.
Becoming the mic. When he has not been on the field, he has not been out there watching all these different teams. I'm just like, maybe I don't understand how the linebacker core is, but could Willie not potentially go out there and be calling these things? Or be looking for the different looks that he sees on the offense and what they're doing? Because he's been out there the whole season, almost every – like, he's out there every drive. The whole time. And yeah, maybe that has to do with, like, where they're on, you know, what type of linebacker they are. I feel like maybe Willie could have done a better job than asking your fourth-string linebacker to come in and be like, hey, I know these two guys went out, but now you got to watch for the looks and you got to tell everybody what's going on.
Yeah.
It just seems like a really tough position to put that guy in. And I don't think he did a horrible job or anything. He was okay.
He actually did a decent job. I have to give the credit because he is going out there and having to call the defense, which is a hard task.
It seems like a weird task to give him when he hasn't been on the field a majority of the season. He's been in for a few snaps here and there.
Even if you don't give it to Willie, what about Leo Chenal? Like, I don't get...
Right. Out there more too.
I could have thought those two guys would be more apt to take that than Jack Cochran.
Yeah, and maybe they're more like outside linebackers, and maybe
I think they are. But Jack's more of the ML. But
still,
I know. It seems like an experience thing. I want to give Jack a little bit of a shout out because he did step up.
He did.
In a really unfortunate position in enemy territory where that's a hard stadium to play in. And
he had an immediate impact play where he saw a play and he went and stuffed. I don't know if it was Dylan or the other running back, but
I think it was Dylan actually. Yeah.
And he stopped him behind the line of scrimmage, which is
hard to do. Dylan running through our guys.
Oh my God. That guy's got quads bigger than
my Lord.
A lot, you guys. Like,
I just think I really want to hear Spags speak this week, but I just feel like we have not seen our defense give up that many points all year. And to give it up to the Packers just seems so random to me. I do think they are good and I think they're finding their stride, and maybe our defense just downplayed that a bit. And they're like, oh, it's the Packers. You got a rookie at quarterback. Like, they haven't been that great all season. like we can kind of go in with a simpler game plan before we get into our big stride of games here. That's my theory because I understand we had injuries, but Brian Cook wasn't even out till the second half.
Do you ever think like, so if you look at two of our weird losses this season, one against the Broncos and now the one against Green Bay, who is picking up steam? Like you said, I don't want to discredit what they did because Green Bay looked really good out there. They looked legit. However, I'm fairly certain our game after the Broncos, the second time we played the Broncos, was Miami in Germany. And I feel like our guys probably kind of already had their eyes on Miami. Mm-hmm. Then you're coming up and our next game is against the Bills. And I understand the Bills are not having the greatest season. However, they are coming off a bye and we have that rivalry with the Bills.
Yeah.
And we've talked about, you know, the, the whole first part of the podcast. The it starts with a D, the dedication, not dedication. oh my gosh, what is the word? But like their focus, like
determination?
No, like how they're getting penalties when they shouldn't, they're running up the field when they shouldn't, things like that. And I feel like sometimes maybe I don't want to say like they're not focused because then people are going to throw around Travis and Taylor and all that. And that has nothing to do with what I'm saying.
No.
It just feels like maybe we're putting focus onto the wrong football aspects.
Yeah.
When, because like the two weird losses I feel like we had, we've got a big game coming up immediately after against a rival. And I don't know. Like sometimes I just wonder if maybe they had more of their sights set on Buffalo.
Discipline, distracted.
Discipline. Thank you. I was like, I knew it started with a D. Thank you. I just wonder if maybe our discipline isn't what it was last season. So
it seems like it because it doesn't feel like we have that discipline right now. And I feel like you're seeing it on Andy's face, but like, then where is he? I feel like he's maybe being more lenient because we just won another Super Bowl. So he's like, okay, these guys can have this right or whatever. And it's kind of coming to bite us and we kind of need that discipline in our locker room.
Yeah. I'm
lacking really mostly in our wide receiver room.
I'd say our O-line as well, our tackles. I think our tackles also lack discipline.
I think they do. And I've been weird on them all season. I feel like they've been targeted a little bit and that might sound really dumb. But I feel like some other tackles, I'm seeing some very similar things on, and
it does feel like
they're not penalized the same way ours are.
Yeah, it does feel like our tackles get more holding penalties. Well, we know every O-lineman is holding, okay? We get it. Happens every game. A lot of them don't get called. But yeah. I feel like ours get called in really
all the time. Like,
important moments, too. When
really
it's
like, big plays.
And then you look at the holding call, and you're like, really? Like that? But I don't know.
I don't know. It was just a frustrating loss. And I rewatched it and there's a lot of positives I can find. Like there are some guys that made some great plays. Like I liked what I saw from Richie James and his like one snap.
Pacheco played phenomenal. But again,
and Noah Gray had a touchdown and we keep saying like, involve him. Like what are we?
Okay. Lexi, me and Jody are just going to go take over. You know, like, I don't know if y'all have seen 80 for Brady. It was actually a super cute movie.
Let us try this, okay?
But we're just going to go walk in and take over the headsets. And then they're going to be like, what are you doing? And we're like, you just watch. And it's all going to work out perfectly. Yeah. We obviously know what we're talking about.
We have a plan, okay?
But man, like, but once again, like second half, Pacheco's running like crazy and they start dialing him back again. And it's like, why?
Man, he got his whole freaking body ripped in half.
Or like, oh my, how did he not get hurt on he that? Like there's multiple plays.
He like used his muscle to get out of that injury. Like,
one where his leg got like laid on by a body and it bent weird. And it was just like, it was kind of reminding me of that play where Patrick was making that touchdown pass and he was like sideways and he was throwing it to like Clyde or McKinnon.
Yeah.
And you see his leg get like laid on weird and he ended up being totally fine. But that's what that looked like. There's no reason you should be okay when someone lands on
We are so lucky he was okay. He had the freaking game of his life. Like, and I know you're going to touch on him, but my God, to go from that to scoring a touchdown in the same drive is crazy to me.
Yeah.
That dude is crazy. I freaking love you, Isaiah Pacheco. Like,
Me too.
You are honestly my favorite chief at the moment.
he seems to have the spark that our offense is missing. Like the energy, the attitude.
He's like our soul. He's the soul of our offense right now.
And I know he got disqualified because he was a little too emotional, but you know what? Like at this point, like, yeah, it was stupid. It was, but also the guy, like, I don't see how that other guy didn't get like penalized either. Like, it seemed like there was no reason for him to be doing what he was doing. So yeah, Pacheco's mad because he's trying to get up and the guy won't let him. I don't know.
His face buried in the ground. Like, of course,
I know. Going to be. Well, do you remember Travis Kelce had a very similar play last season where the guy like kept like he was like shoving him down.
Yes.
And the guy was like, no. Yeah. And then Kelce freaked out too. And it's like, okay, but what about? I don't know. Mm-hmm. But I know Pacheco has that. He got disqualified and he got ejected. However, I at least appreciated seeing that energy from him. I appreciated the fact that he wanted that game so badly that, yeah, he let his emotions out of control. But at the same time,
we need that energy.
We need that energy to catch. Like, we need that fire to catch and take off because – I feel like sometimes he is the only one out there who's playing with that fire.
I'm like, where? Why? It's frustrating.
It's just a weird season. And honestly, I think that's just what offense is this season. I think they're kind of lacking fire. They're lacking motivation. But one thing I will say, Andy Reid had a press conference, and I think it was today. But he, for the first time, he called it out. He was like, look, I know it doesn't look good right now. And this isn't what, and we know what everyone out there is seeing. And we know that this isn't fun for you guys to watch and et cetera, et cetera. So this was the first time I've heard Andy say things like that versus giving us the words that we've been hearing for 13 weeks. It's like, yeah, you know, we're improving. Mm-hmm. There's some things out there that we got to improve upon and blah, blah, blah. This was the first time we didn't hear that.
Yeah.
It was like, I don't know. I don't want to see Andy out there all stressed out and depressed, but the fact that it might be getting to them a little bit maybe means that there might be someone trying to light a fire, maybe a little match, maybe a spark, something could come from this last
someone, because watch. I don't get how you have so much talent on your roster. Now, granted, you can say what you want about a few of the guys, but we have so much talent on this team. I don't get how the fire isn't there, how you couldn't want to be like, we have the best two offensive players in the league that will go down in history.
Yeah.
Why are you not having that fire for another Super Bowl with those two? Like, if I were out there, I'd be like every single play, like Isaiah Pacheco.
You're just not seeing that even on the sidelines. I swear, every time they show Patrick, every time they show Kelce, they're just sitting on the sidelines. Like,
yeah.
They just don't look like they're having any fun out there.
Like, why isn't everyone like running up and down the sideline trying to motivate? Like, are you guys too cool for that now? Or like,
it makes me almost wonder, you know, they have played the most games out of anyone in the NFL in the past, like, five seasons, right? Like, they've gone the distance.
Yeah.
Five seasons in a row. And maybe they are just, maybe this is our first actual Super Bowl hangover. Maybe we're just exhausted. Maybe we're just tired. But
which, you know, sucks, because it's like you want to see – now, I understand, like, Tom Brady had, like, a 10-year streak where he didn't go to the Super Bowl at all.
Yeah. But everyone forgets that happened.
Oh, yeah. We just always forget this. It's recency bias. I mean, you just remember the stuff that's happening now. And so I think it does feel like a lack of – it does feel like a bit of a hangover. Mm-hmm. And however, even in a quote-unquote – hangover, even Kelce's on pace to have the same season he had last season in the last few years,
and he missed a game and he was after.
So it's like they're not doing bad. It's just like the lack of energy we're seeing on the sidelines. Like last year they were so motivated to get back to the Super Bowl, and you had Kelce on the sidelines like more, and I'm just not seeing that this year.
And maybe that's it. Maybe it's happening and we're just not seeing it, but I would like to see some energy in our guys. And
yeah,
I don't know. It's
maybe they'll find it. Maybe they'll find it in the next few weeks. And maybe we'll see that spark in them being like, okay, we can do this. Like,
maybe this game against Bills, maybe this will do it. You know,
maybe
this
it is will. A game
like, you know, that has had our number in the regular season.
Yeah.
And they, what are we on, two losses in a row?
No, was only
Eagles
one
last week.
Who Raiders. Was Raiders. Oh, okay.
I can't, literally cannot keep up.
I know. It goes fast. It goes really
like,
fast.
You know, we had a loss and a win, and then it feels like a loss and
then
a win.
Another loss and another win.
Yeah. Loss and like,
yep.
That's got to be exhausting. But maybe looking forward to Buffalo, maybe this will light a spark. I don't know. I know I keep saying that, but I feel like that's what we need. We need something to just like boost us in that right direction. Because if we're going to start hitting a climb to go far in the playoffs, yeah, like we got to start climbing that mountain right now so we can get to the top at the right moment. Like, yeah, we're in week 14. There's not that many weeks left.
No. Right? Like, you guys have a few weeks to figure this out.
Moment.
Yeah.
This is the moment. Go take on the Bills, the team that is also struggling this season and a lot of people don't believe in, mm-hmm, but they are fired up and they're going to use this game as something to hopefully propel them forward.
The funny stats are like, once Mahomes has a loss, it's very rare that he has another loss after that.
Yep.
However, the Bills with McDermott are also undefeated off their bye week.
But you know what? Chiefs were almost undefeated off their bye week. It was like, what, something in two? And
this was our one we lost. Like, all those records this season are coming to an end, which is also kind of sad.
Like, we had our September.
That is weird. Like, I just hope all those records, fine, whatever. We can lose all of those as long as we go to the Super Bowl. I'll be fine. Like, whatever.
Yeah.
But it is. I mean, it's like.
Do it. The Broncos did it back in, like, what, 2015, 2016, whatever year it was, where Peyton was so bad.
Yeah.
And their defense was so good.
Mm-hmm.
But I worry about our defense. Like, let's say we get healthy. I worry about our defense running out of steam because our offense keeps putting it on their shoulders.
I know.
Because that's a very real thing. You know, we've got a bunch of young guys on our defense,
yeah,
who have been playing about as lights out as you can play consistently. You know, this last game, obviously, we gave up more points. But our offense, like, they look at the long drives the Packers had. Like, of course our defense was exhausted.
I know.
The Packers figured out how to sustain long drives to limit Patrick and our offenses' possessions, right?
Yeah.
So yeah, our defense was exhausted. So it doesn't surprise me with all the injuries and how long they were on the field that they let up more points than they normally do. Our offense has got to figure out a way to not keep putting our defense in bad situations like that.
Yeah.
So
do we want to get into our players of the game?
I mean, like we were talking about, there's really not many to choose from this game.
Yeah.
We both mutually agree on Pacheco.
Yeah.
Obviously,
you're talking about him a ton, but yeah.
Yeah, he played lights out, so I won't get into any more of him. We know he played great.
He had over 100 yards. That's
well over 100
awesome
yards.
So
he played fantastic.
Right. And he's number 5 in the NFL right now, number 5 running back. So just shout out Pacheco. We are so proud of you.
We are.
I want to give a quick shout out to Harrison Butker. We can knock on wood again. We do this every week. Knock on wood.
You know how many times I had to knock on wood with the announcers talking about Butker?
Oh, my God.
God, people, stop it. My knuckles are still sore. Cut it out.
I know. But he just deserves freaking praise because we want to give Isaiah Pacheco praise. You got to give it to Butker, too. He's missed 1 point. He has not missed an extra point. Knock on wood. He has not missed a field goal. Knock on wood. We'll just keep knocking because go, Butker, go. And Tommy doing the place kicking. James Winchester with the long snaps. Like, they're just killing it over there, those three. So big shout outs to them. I also would just want to give a quick shout out. I don't know quite what was going on with with Donovan Smith.
The neck issue.
He's
been on an injury report with it for a few weeks.
Yeah. So whatever happened there, I guess they took him out. They didn't even really announce it on the game, but Wanye Morris went in to fill in for him and he actually did pretty good. He semi-allowed one sack, but if you actually look at the stats, it was like, he really did really well in the run block game. Like, he did very well in that. And then he did pretty decently in the passing game. So even if he's not like quite ready to be our full starter right now, if we even have to rotate the two of them, I'm fine with that.
Well, that's what the Packers do. They rotate their offensive line.
Yeah.
They rotate players out.
Yeah. So I'm totally fine if we got to do that. And Wanya is stepping in, and that gives me really good faith in the future at that position, because Agreed. That means we're not going to have to draft a left tackle next season, because he can step in and play that role and do well at it. So just shout out to him. And then I think we already gave a shout out to Cochran too, but
yeah,
good job stepping in when you needed to and doing as best as you could for not having the
really tough situation that he was put in, and he did fine.
Yeah.
So,
there are some positives, you know, we got to find them, but anyway, I guess we'll get into the Bills and Chiefs match in Arrowhead this coming Sunday at 3:25, where we have the lovely Tony Romo announcing the game, along with our favorite referee, guess who?
Oh, Carl Sheffers.
Carl Sheffers.
So we get Carl Sheffers and we
Tony Romo.
Josh Allen's boyfriend, Tony Romo.
That's going to be great.
Oh, God. That's just a double whammy.
It's I'm like, oh, boy. But the funny thing is like Bills fans don't like Carl Sheffers either. So I'm like, okay, apparently we all hate him.
I don't know if anybody likes him except for maybe Tampa during the Super Bowl. Like, I don't know. But
actually, I'll give him credit. He was our last Super Bowl. So
yeah, no, he was good for our Super Bowl, our latest one.
He's good. But he's hated. He's despised us for years.
Years. We made him cry. Our fans made him cry.
Oh yeah, he couldn't even make the call. So yeah, can't wait to see you, Carl. Looking
we're
forward.
We're so excited, Carl. We're your biggest fans.
Biggest fans. Come on our podcast after the game. I know.
For that. Yeah.
Yeah.
We're just toughening you up for Arrowhead. We don't want you to get, you know, crying on national television.
So we already said Bills are off their bye week, which they're undefeated off of with McDermott. So that's always a fun stat, but we're here to break stats this year.
Yeah.
We do that. Very big playoff implications because the Bills are looking for a playoff spot. They're in the hunt. We are the third seed right now. So the Chiefs, as I said, we kind of need to keep that going, because if we go down to 8-5, there's a lot of teams that can catch us that aren't really, I don't know. It's kind of a must win for both teams, which is crazy. So it's going to be a bloodbath, I think.
Yeah. This game is definitely a game where I'm like, we really need to win, but it's also one of those games where I'm just like, I can't tell you who's going to win this game. Mm-hmm. Because both of these teams had high flying offenses last season. And I don't know, here's a hot take. I think McDuffie gets his first interception.
I hope so.
And you know what? He may get a strip fumble too. He may get a forced fumble too. Yeah. McDuffie's going to have a big game. I don't know why. Something tells me that our defense knows they're going to have to step up, and there's going to be like going into this game, knowing that guys are out, kind of like last season where our young guys had to step up once again. I don't know. I feel like our defense is going to have a big game, and something tells me our offense is going to do something. I'm not saying they're going to be perfect, but they're going to be better than they were this past weekend.
Yeah. No, something. I agree. I think our defense knows they got burned this last week and are not proud of that. I mean, we played some of the best offenses way better than we just played the Packers. So that's a little bit confusing. But I think, like I said, they probably overlooked the Packers a little bit and shouldn't have, which is unfortunate. But I do think like guys like McDuffie and Snead, who got burned on some plays, Justin Reed got burned pretty bad last week. I feel like these guys that are pretty good every single week, hi Emma, are going to step up when they need to this week. So we've already seen them play like the Dolphins. We've seen them hold Tyreek Hill to 60 yards. We saw them hold AJ Brown to 5 yards or 6 yards or whatever it was, something crazy. So I do think our defense is going to step up when they need to this week. I hope we just hold Stephon Diggs to close to nothing. I hope Gabe Davis does not decide to have a Gabe Davis type game like he did a few years ago. But I do trust our whole secondary a lot more than I did a few years ago in that playoff game. So that being said, what we really need to work on is our run stop defense.
Yes.
Because that is so frustrating to watch these teams just run just all over. Run,
like 7-8 yards.
A carry.
Yeah.
And Josh Allen will do that to you. James Cook, who's been pretty well for them this season. Like, we have to get that together.
That's my key for me. I feel like Snead will do well against Diggs if they even use him. I swear, like, they keep forgetting they have Stephon Diggs on the Bills, which makes no sense to me. Like, send him our way, please. Like, I would love to have Diggs.
I know. We need him.
But I swear, like, sometimes they just forget he exists out there. Like, he's had too many, like, games of 40 yards.
Yeah.
And it's not because he's not, you know, getting targeted. They're not giving him the ball. They're not even throwing it his way. So, but Diggs always has a big game against us. I feel like he always does a good job. And then they've got that other guy.
Gabe Davis.
Thank you. Gabe Davis, who seems to be a Chiefs killer. Like, I don't know why he always has huge games against us.
Like, he'll probably get a touchdown this week.
He'll probably get like 85 yards and a touchdown.
Yeah.
Like, that's Gabe Davis. Didn't he have like over 200 yards against the Chiefs like a couple seasons ago or something?
We're like
70 or something crazy. And we're just like, guys, that's Gabe Davis. Like, why is he doing that
to us? Yeah. Then everyone was like all hype on him the next season. And then he like did nothing.
He always has a good game against us though. Always.
Yeah. He plays us well. And then Dalton Kincaid, their new tight end. He's been very good lately.
He has.
I expect him to be a threat against us for sure.
And honestly, I feel like we tend to give up big chunks against tight ends in the middle, kind of like what we're used to seeing Kelce do.
Yeah.
I would like to see us defend that a little bit better, especially against Kincaid, because like you said, he's having a great season.
He is. I have like two of my fantasy teams and he's been going off the last few weeks. So
yeah, that reminds me. I don't know why. We barely blitzed against Green Bay, right?
Yeah.
We were not blitzing. And that's when our defense is at their best. Josh Allen, you have got to put pressure on him.
Mm-hmm.
You can't let him sit back there and then go run and hurdle over your guys, which he loves. Show off his little hurdling.
Ooh,
good job. Wait until you break
it. He hasn't done that much this season, but I'm sure he'll take a chance if he can this next week.
We have got to get pressure on him, because when you get pressure on Josh Allen, that's when he makes those silly mistakes where he fumbles or he throws interceptions or things like that. You cannot give him time in the pocket. We have got to make sure we are blitzing him. Send McDuffie. Let McDuffie go or Willie Gay and let him run and get to the guy. We didn't do that against Jordan Love at all. And it was just, I kept waiting for it and waiting for it. And it never made sense to me why we weren't doing that more, because that's when our defense is so effective. We throw all these different looks out there. And then you've got like your corners doing a designed blitz play. And then the quarterback never sees it coming. And I want to see more of that against the Bills.
I completely agree. I think that's where our defense thrives. So we need to see more of that for sure. I also really want to see, we say this every week, don't we? But I want to see more Noah Gray. Now that we've seen Richie James be healthy, cute little pups. Now that we've seen him have a healthy game this last week, like, I would love to see more of him. Like, I'm so sorry. I'm a softie, and maybe this is like the woman emotional side of me. I hate talking crap on any of our players, but we really need less Sky Moore. We really need less MVS. Like, I want to have faith in all of our guys, but at this point, it's in are our coaches being this soft where they like can refuse to take them out? Because it's like, at this point, we need to see more Richie James. We need to see more Kadarius Toney. We need to see more Noah Gray. We need to see the guys that are having success in the field, and yet you keep putting out these two guys that are blatantly not doing their jobs.
They're eating up way too many snaps.
Way too many. And it's really bad.
It's very frustrating. It's because no defense is taking them seriously. So you're just wasting snaps on space wasters. And I don't want to call them that, but that's in They're just out there doing cardio, wasting space, not taking any of the pressure off the targets that need to be getting the ball. They're just not. So,
and I've even heard some people say, like, MVS could have gotten that call at the end of the game if he was like a guy that you could rely on to catch it, but he doesn't even have the respect. Like he probably wouldn't have caught it anyway, which is
such a mean joke, but I'm not.
I know.
It has had me laughing a little bit, you know, like, oh, well, the ball was uncatchable. The receiver wouldn't have caught that ball.
No. Like, wouldn't have caught it anyway. It's so
I didn't make that
true. No.
Have. And I know. I like MVS as a person. I really do, but.
I do too. I like all these guys.
It seems like he's regressed this year. And I think I think he's almost got a case of the yips right now. He's had so many missed catches.
Yeah.
That I almost wonder if he doesn't think he can do it anymore. And on that last play of the game where he missed that, there was the pass interference and he got up and he kind of looked like he was hurting. And then we needed him to be down there. And sure. What Imani said, for sure. But MBS literally took himself out of the game to go stand on the sideline when we needed him potentially in there. It was a tall threat for a Hail Mary at the end of the game. And he took himself out.
Wasn't Chris like yelling at him, like, get back in there?
It seemed like, that way.
Hello?
It seemed that way for sure. So I think that his self-confidence is completely bottomed out. And I think that is having a huge effect. And if you have a guy that is having issues with that, I'm sorry, right now is not the time to be like, you know what, we're going to keep throwing him out there so we can increase his self-confidence. Sorry. It is week 14. The time for that has passed. We need to go and rely. We need to dial in, like we've talked about, on our main play getters. It needs to be Rashi Rice, Travis Kelce, throw in some Noah Gray, some little bit of Justin Watson, and, you know, some Richie James, Kadarius Toney, sure. But the bulk of the targets need to go to Pacheco, Kelce, and Rashi Rice. And then you need to put the actual other guys in there who are playmakers.
And just
Watson has been a playmaker. Like, put him in there. Noah Gray has been an unappreciated playmaker.
Absolutely.
Like, underappreciated. He's been fantastic. He's been so clutch out there. Utilize him more. If Travis Kelce, do more of our two tight end, three tight end sets. Travis Kelce's getting double or tripled. Get Noah Gray in there. He's proved he can do it. Give him the ball.
I just wonder, is there like something we're missing with this offense? Like, is there something we don't know that,
like, are we not overthinking it enough?
I don't know.
Like, simplifying how simple it should be. Like,
because at first it was like, okay, we just think Andy Reid is saving some of these things. But then by week 14, it's like, no. Like, what are you? Like,
our offense has made improvements. They don't want people to think they haven't. They have improved. We are just, our offense is not the offense it has in the past where it can overcome a bunch of mistakes. We're not that team. Our offense needs to be playing a near perfect game right now.
Yeah.
Because they are not overcoming these mistakes that they are making. The two mistakes, you look at this past game, we lost by one possession, right? Like one score, 8 points. We had two sacks in the red zone that instead of getting 14 points, we got 6.
Yeah.
Those two minor mistakes, sacks, field goals instead of touchdowns, that was the difference in the game right there. And then we were having to force plays at the end of the game because our defense was exhausted and injured and hurt.
Yeah.
Our offense cannot be making They have to be leaving with more touchdowns than field goals. It cannot be the other way around. We can't have two field goals.
So frustrating.
Yeah. And that has been a problem all season where we're leaving with field goals instead of touchdowns. And we can't be doing that. So.
Yeah. They just, God bless. Or have got to find their rhythm. They just have to.
Yeah.
Like, and that's what I think what's frustrating is we know it's there. We know they can find it. And they're just really struggling to. And I just think they need to get out of their own heads. Just remember how to have fun. Yeah. Play some street ball. Like, play the ball you guys are used to doing. Like,
yeah, we're not seeing that.
It's just not the same brand. And I think that's what's like the biggest thing that's missing, honestly. So
Have some fun.
Have some fun. That's pretty much it. Hopefully Nick Bolton will be back this week. We don't know for sure. But we could really use him. And I don't know. We kind of gave our keys to winning, right?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, kind of over talking about that game. So I guess what's your score prediction if you have to give one?
Oh, this stresses me out because I always want to, I always want to be like bullish on it because of our offense and who I remember them being. And I just have to they're not that team anymore. Like, I'd be surprised, like, if we could get 24 points at this point. And that's not great. So okay. I feel like the game is going to be like 24-21.
Literally, yeah. I feel the same way.
And God, I really want to say it's going to be the Chiefs, but I honestly could not tell you which team I think is going to. This is the one time where I'm not necessarily, like, I would not bet on this game.
No.
I mean, I can't bet. I'm in Missouri, and I'm not driving to Kansas because I'm like, but,
over to place bet.
But I wouldn't bet on this game because
no.
I could not tell you who's going to win it. I couldn't. But I think it's going to be a really close, stressful game, 24-21. Probably, like, I don't know, a field goal at the end potentially decides it. Or, I don't know. It's going to be stressful. That's all I know.
Fully prepared for stress.
Not looking forward to it.
No. This is the first game this season that I've been like, I actually don't know if the Chiefs are going to win. Like, because usually I feel really confident. I'm like, we have Mahomes, we have, you know, whatever. We have these guys. Like, I know they can win and they should win.
We just know
that first. Yeah. What?
It's like, we just know the history. It's not a division game, but it's kind of like a division game. We
there see are big them. Rivals for sure.
Yeah. We see them enough that we see each other so well, Bills and Chiefs. They know each other
beyond. So
that anything could happen with this game. It does not matter how good your team was leading into this game. This could be a game where it was like the Chiefs versus the Raiders, two teams of those levels, and they go in, and I'm not saying it is, but it could come down to the last second. It could go into overtime with crazy stuff happening.
I said that the other day. It could definitely go into overtime.
Like, it's just, you just don't know how this game is going to end. The Chiefs need to win this game. I know the Bills say that it's a must win for them because they're trying to get into the playoffs, so you're trying to get there, but the Chiefs really, this is not a game that I would want to lose. It seems like the games that this is a game that I think the guys need to prove themselves. If they can beat the Bills, who they have struggled against in the regular season with in the past, that might be something that could help propel them forward and maybe give them some confidence. If they lose this game after losing to the Packers, I'm worried of what the repercussions are going to be.
Same. Yeah, no, I completely agree. I think it's a game they should win. It's a game they should know how to win. It's a game that when we've played these types of teams all season, we've been winning. Yeah. So I just hope they figure out a way to win. And I agree. I think I'll go just for fun. I'll say 27-23. But I think it's definitely going to be within a few points. I think it's going to be really close. I think it's going to come down to the final minute.
I think it's going to be the team that makes the least amount of mistakes. And I know you can typically say that, but with the Chiefs, you know, normally they can overcome their mistakes. This season, it doesn't seem like we're able to overcome our mistakes as much. Because if you look at every single game we've lost this season, and I know there's only been four, but every single game of those, it's not like the other team beat us. We still continue to beat ourselves in every single one of those games. It's not like you look at those games and you're like, yeah, that team was just downright better than us.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like we're a New England and we're playing like the Eagles and we're just like, yeah, that team, like, they just flat out beat us because they're better. That has not happened this season. Yeah. Every game lost has been because we keep shooting ourselves in the foot repeatedly. Like, we had 5 turnovers against the freaking Broncos. Like, who does that, right? Who has 5 turnovers in a game? Apparently. So we have got to just make sure that we clean up these mistakes.
I would just love if we got, like,
anything
no
else.
Penalties. Yeah. We could get no penalties.
Yeah, do nothing else. Make no changes. Just clean up the mistakes, like the penalties.
And no drive killers. Like,
yeah,
anything could get called, just don't do it.
Yeah. It's just, even taking away those penalties, that game would have been, like, the penalties against us that they called. Taking those away totally changes that game.
Yeah.
Not getting sacked in the red zone totally changes that game. Clean up the small stuff. That stuff can be totally cleaned up. clean it up, do your job, and that game is ours. Every game we've lost is ours.
I know.
We clean up those tiny, minor little things.
Completely agree. And I hope our team knows that. I hope they find their fire. I hope they find that joy.
Got it. We'll send it their way.
Yeah. We're going to send you guys all the joy you need in this holiday season, because tis the season of joy. Exactly. See, Christmas tree. We're festive. Okay. Maybe the Chiefs need some Christmas trees in their facilities. Maybe they need some, maybe we should go decorate their facilities.
I just took this off the wall for you, Chiefs. Got it?
That's like the 13-second thing. Believe, you just showed that. Believe, remember?
Mm. Yep, and it's Ted Lasso.
So good believe. Juju. Good juju.
Belief. I believe we can do it. I have full faith in our guys.
I believe we can, too. And, Chrissy, maybe you and I are going to be decorating their practice facility this coming week.
We're going to break
in. If we lose, we're going to go decorate.
Yeah, we're going to break in and be like, what happened? We don't care. We love it.
You guys need some joy, okay?
You need some.
I don't know. Yeah. So, coming up this week, let's see what we have here. Week 14. We have, let's see, there's some big, like, playoff implicating games this week. We have the Colts at the Bengals, which those are two teams fighting to get in the playoffs. The Colts are actually in the playoffs right now, which is crazy. I do not know who's going to win that game. It's at the Bengals. I think that could be a good game.
To have games like they've had last week.
What?
I was like, it depends on if Browning and Minshew have games like they did last week.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it actually could be a good game, which is crazy. I would have never thought that. Then you have the Jaguars at the Browns, which, again, is Trevor going to play? Browns are out. Deshaun Watson.
The battle of all the backup quarterbacks. That's insane.
All these teams finding it in the playoffs with their backups. It's crazy. You also have, actually, I think this could be good, the Seahawks at the Niners. Seahawks actually played a good game against the Cowboys. Their defense couldn't come through. Niners are a freaking wagon right now. So the Niners will probably win.
Look for their tires, please.
Yeah, but I think that's going to be... Yeah, I need to stop. You guys suck. No. and then you have the Broncos. Broncos.
The Broncos.
Broncos. The Broncos.
The locals call them the Broncos.
Yeah, the Broncos. Broncos at the Chargers, is what I was trying to say.
Yeah, the Chargers. That's 6 points they scored last.
So that should be interesting. The Broncos still have them twice. So,
and we still have them once.
Oh, yeah, we still have them once.
Broncos Chargers just twice. Have AFC people, AFC West people coming up.
Yeah, pretty much. So, and then the game I think everyone's really excited about, God willing, that Jalen Hurts plays, is Eagles at Cowboys Sunday Night Football.
Gosh, I want to watch that game so badly. I want to watch it full. That's Broncos. We actually really want them to lose, but I like the new name.
I want both teams to lose.
I may call them that from now on. It's
right. The Broncos. Let's do it.
Broncos. I love it so much.
The new thing. It's hilarious. It's a combo.
Broncos country. Let's ride.
Broncos. It's like bonkers, but Broncos. It's great.
Well, they are some Broncos over there, you know?
They are. That's for dang sure. Yeah. And then, Eagles and Cowboys. Can't wait for that. It's going to be a cool game.
I bet you we all expect that game to be this, like, high-flying, like, points on the board, like, back and forth. And it's probably going to be, like, 16-13.
I mean, probably. I don't know. I think it'll actually be decent.
They both have great defenses. So it's like, I don't know.
Eagles just keep signing everyone left and right.
That's what they do. All the people that get released. Did Ertz get picked up? I have not been on Twitter.
He is still a free agent somehow. He's just chilling. I thought at this point we would have heard something, but no, he's not been signed. So don't know what's going to happen there.
I'm surprised.
We'll see.
There's rumors that the Chiefs are interested, but I never believe those rumors because we're apparently interested in everyone. And then
every single free agent ever. So.
And then we never sign them. So, like, are we actually interested?
I have no idea.
It would be cool. Another time out there for Travis to maybe get some. I'm not saying Ertz is old Ertz. because we know he's not, but having him out there, like a three tight end set with Ertz, Kelsey, and Noah Gray.
Would be amazing.
That'd be better than Blake Bell.
Yeah. And I feel like Blake Bell is now here to stay because now his wife is besties with Taylor and Brittany. And then he's like,
just not the belldozer that he used to be.
He's like, no, no, no. Not even a little. I'm sorry, Blake.
He's the single bell is what he is.
And honestly, yeah, I think Ertz could be signed by the Eagles. I could see him being signed by the Ravens because they're out Mark Andrews. So
we'll surprised they didn't claim him off waivers, I guess. Like if they wanted him. Like if he fell them, I'm just shocked they didn't claim him.
But right. I really don't understand that.
Contract or something.
What's crazy too is we're back to two Monday night games. So we have
I don't like that.
Titans at Dolphins and Packers at Giants, which is horrendous. Titans and Dolphins could be decent. Sunday night
games. Like I don't like watching red zone. I can't.
I don't mind red zone, but I don't like the two Monday night. I like my one primetime game.
I want to focus on the one, a shower at halftime, and then get in bed in my jammies and do nothing for the rest of the game so I can go right to sleep. That's what I want.
It's true. Yeah. So we have some interesting games coming up this week. I'm excited to see what happens. It should be a good week 14. I think we're going to find out a lot about some teams that we need to figure out. So
it's going
to
be a telling week. That is for
very telling. Yeah, that's about all I have. If we want to get into Kim Seltzer, do you have anything else? For us?
No, I've got nothing today.
Okay. Well, if you want to give a quick little shout out to Ken, and then I'm going to find our winners from this last week.
I can do that. So, Ken Seltzer, the only Black-owned, all-natural, artificial sugar-free seltzer on the market. Kansas City-owned. It's amazing. It's refreshing. It's beautiful. And we really, really appreciate them being such a great supporter of our podcast. So, make sure you go. Lots of locations in Kansas City you can find it. We really enjoy Border Brewery. Or not Border Brewery. Border Brewery.
You're correct.
My Border brain. I've been eating all day. So my brain is just fried. But that's a good place to get it. We really like them down there. So make sure you stop by and get them for the game on Sunday. Nice afternoon game. Not too early. 5 o'clock somewhere. So might as well.
Love it. Perfect. So last week we had a little bit of a contest saying whoever was retweeting and posting about our Fox 4 News appearance was going to win. So I selected two random winners off of that. So
drum roll, please. I have one hand.
Our first one is at Dan Talks Football.
Good job, Dan.
So he's awesome. We love Dan. He's been a big supporter of us, and he's just a good guy. He also has a YouTube channel if you guys want to check him out. He's awesome. Posts some really great content over there. So, Dan, you are our first winner. Yeah. And then the other lovely woman I suggested is Jess at Pickle Three Pants, something like that.
Three Pants?
Something like that. Yeah. Jess, he looks pretty awesome.
Jess, we need to know the story. Like, everyone asks me my story of what my username is from Diddy, and I never have a good answer for them. Do you have a really great reason why that is your name? Pickle Three Pants? Because I would like to know it.
We really do.
I'm curious. What is Pickle Three Pants?
We're gonna clip this and post it, and you're going to have to give us an explanation. So, but yeah, so congrats to Jess and Dan for winning our Kin Seltzer giveaway this week.
Congratulations, you guys.
So we will go ahead and message both of you later on and give you the details of how to get your Kin Seltzer.
Woo!
So that being said, I think that's about all we got for you guys. Yeah, go Chiefs. Let's go win. Let's go win out. Don't get complacent.
I don't know if we can make it this season.
I don't know.
Like we said, just keep staying positive for our guys. Like I don't want people to try not to shout out our guys and be tagging them and like be saying hurtful, horrible things. Like guys, you still have to remember we are 8-4. We are first in the AFC West. We are the number 3 seed in the AFC. The sky is not falling. Okay.
I'm trying to pick them up when they're down, you know? Yeah, I'm trying.
You know, let's believe in them because I feel like they don't necessarily believe in themselves right now. So let's believe in them. I'm just try that for a week.
Exactly. Believe in our guys. They need it. They need it. We have them. That's who we have. We need to believe in them.
Yes. Believe in the guys we have and love them even when we're mad at them. Okay.
So, right. You know, I was thinking earlier this week, it's like one of those things. It's like where like you have like a sibling and like you can talk crap on your sibling, but like if someone else wants to,
you're like,
an outsider, I'm like, no. Like, I
can't.
Yeah. I can say something if I want to, but you can't.
Or it's like that image where the guy is getting rained on and you're mad, but you're still going to hold the umbrella over him so he doesn't get wet. Yes. But I still
mad,
love you.
I still care. Yeah.
But just, try to pick our guys up, try to show some positivity and show them we believe in them.
They because need honestly, it.
I feel like they really need that right now.
They
so
really need it. And if we want to make a Super Bowl, we need to give them that.
We've got to show them that we are the Chiefs kingdom that does not give up on our guys when they're number 3 in the AFC and they're 8-4. So
everything to our like our positivity. The one thing I found this week is like at least our losses have mainly been to the NFC. We've only lost one AFC game, so that kind of bodes well.
Yeah.
So, it's true. And the other AFC teams are not dominant either. So we have a lot going for us. So if we can just figure this out, we can get there.
Yeah, all the AFC teams are dealing with stuff. And about even a lot of the NFC team, but guys, the AFC is all struggling.
Yeah.
Everyone. We are not alone in this. AFC is all struggling.
It's pretty much wide open still. So
it's just one of those weird years in the NFL where it's just not, it's like night and day from last season. So just believe in our guys. They can do it. They brought us a lot of joy. Let's give that positive energy and that good vibes back to them this week against the Bills. So until next time, your queens have spoken.
Did you say where to follow us?
Oh, yeah. Follow us at all those places. Follow us on YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, all those places. Yeah. Kingdoms Queens, the Kingdoms Queens. Follow us all those places because we got some good stuff going on. So,
because you love us. All right. We love y'all.
Love y'all. Your queens have spoken. See ya.
Warning. The following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.